98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Paul Ryder is in for Brendan all this week, and he's got his bit. What's happening there?
I've got me bit, and I want to talk to you. I was slagging the two of us, saying we can barely walk up the stairs,
it's
right?
True, yeah.
And we are in our 30s and looking lovely for it. But Sawang Jampram is a league of his own when it comes to the World Master Games in Taiwan, right? At 105 years of age, he is the oldest competitor and the only person in his age group. Right? So this is basically a competition for anybody who is over the age of 30 to take part from all walks of life. And it's you're just basically taking part for sheer joy. But it is basically like the over 30s.
And what's he doing? Walking up the stairs?
No. He is in the... he won gold in the men's 100 plus discus, javelin and shot put throw.
I give up. At 105.
All he had to do was finish, basically, because he was the only person in his age bracket. But the former school principal reached the 100 meter line in his solo race in a very respectable 38.55 seconds, which basically means he did 100 meters in 38 seconds. I couldn't do 100 meters in 38 minutes, probably. Well, I could, but you know what I mean. There is over 25,000 athletes from 107 countries at the two-week World Master Games in Taipei. Held every 4 years, the exact same as the Olympics, the event brings it together, like I said, competitors all ages over 30 to take part for just purely the sheer joy.
That's crazy. That's
brilliant. This year's edition has seen massive numbers, twice the amount of numbers than the 2024 Paris Olympics in terms of competitive numbers. He's a father of five. He began exercising. This will show anybody listening out there that you can take up exercising at any age. So I don't want to hear a word of it. I'm too old for that now, because at the age of 90, Sawang took up exercising to avoid being bedridden like some of his friends. 3 to 4 times a week, he'll join his daughter for a horse ride on the beach near their home in eastern Thailand. And it has proved to him to be a winning strategy, because he has over 60 medals.
That's crazy.
With this.
I mean, like, what an achievement at that age, at that stage in life, to do something like that. You've got to be commended for that.
He's won 2 gold medals, a silver for the throwing events, and his daughter joins him on the podium every single time he wins.
How old is his daughter? She must be in her 80s. Is she 78?
She must be in her 70s. But... yeah. The next one will happen in Japan in 2027.
You up for it?
How dare you?
Well, I'm up for it.
Okay, right. We and you will go.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll watch.
We'll go in the competitive swimming.
Yeah.
Do you know where they do the dancing?
Yeah.
So
I think I'm one from Australia.
He used to work on a farm, and then he decided, you know what, now I'm just going to focus on my sport.
Good. Fair play to him.
Myself and you and Russell were talking earlier on about tattoos, because you have one tattoo. Russ, our producer, has loads of tattoos, and I have one or two. What is the wildest tattoo that you have, can I ask?
The wildest?
Yeah, the weirdest.
Well, I only have the one. I've got on my arm, I've got I Did It My Way.
You did it
your granddad, yeah.
And that was a song for your granddad.
Well, it's everybody's granddad's favourite song.
Do you know anybody who has a mortifying tattoo? Like, is something...
My other half has, like, live, laugh, love.
He's what?
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
But no, it's in Chinese, so it's posh.
Oh, even better. So then nobody can read it.
Yeah.
My other half, my husband, has a red devil on his leg.
His leg. Okay.
And it is the worst thing. It looks like a child drew it in high school.
A friend of mine has a maple leaf, actually, that he hates.
Oh.
It's on the back of his shin. What do you call that? Back of your leg.
The back of your leg. That's how it's said. Well, there's a Swiss woman who is such a massive fan of Red Bull that she reportedly... No, she did. It's not reported. She got it done. She got the energy drinks cans barcode tattooed on her skin. Mm. And amazingly, in a new TikTok that has reached nearly 8 million views, the barcode works at a self-service checkout. She was thinking about getting a barcode for very some time, and then the drink-inspired ink kind of gave her a bit of a boost.
I'd probably get one that says button mushrooms on it and scanning myself going through.
Well, this was the thing I was thinking about. So she paid over $600 for the tattoo, and it features the barcode which is being chomped by a worm, which is to do with some other magazine thing that she's obsessed with. She was going to get broccoli and then decided, no, she drinks so much Red Bull that she's going to get the barcode tattooed onto her skin. My question is, if you had to get it done, what would be the thing that you get the most that you'd be like, I'd love to get a barcode done of that?
Oh, pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah, pizza, like Apache or Domino's or Mazzoni's or something. Just get a barcode on it.
I love iced coffee. Yeah. Any sort of iced coffee, get me barcode.
Oh, that's good.
Just
yeah,
so
yeah,
I could
yeah.
I could scan yeah. it through.
What would you, do you know what's probably going to happen eventually?
98 FM. All day. Big breakfast.
Glitz and glam.
The stress of it.
Absolute chaos.
98 FM.
Yes, welcome to Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win some fabulous prizes.
Just like this.
Summer is coming, and that means it's time for a smoothie.
Blend your best with this Nutribullet.
Oh, and who's at our door?
Find out with a new Ring doorbell.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Thank you so much, AI Rebecca and Brendan.
I love AI Rebecca and Brendan. Joining us on the line all the way from Castleknock this morning is Damien. Good morning, Damien.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Not too bad. Damien, had you had a good weekend?
Good weekend, yeah. Nice and quiet.
What are you up to for the day today?
Work. On the way to Sandyford now, yeah.
And what do you do for work? Can you tell us?
I'm an undercover secret agent.
Oh, I was one of them ones. I kept getting caught. I just got the sack because I ate too many things out of the canteen.
You would too.
Right, undercover agent, do you play along with Matchy Matchy?
Yeah, at home, yeah, that's it.
And how do you do normally, Damien?
A few twos and threes and none at all. You know yourself.
Okay. Well, listen, better than some of us lately
now,
anyway.
Now, who would you like to play with this morning, Damien? Myself, or would you like to play with Paul?
I'll go with you, Carl.
Oh, you're going with me? Oh, well, I'm out to the booth then, so here we go.
Listen,
all right.
It always happens to me.
Go on, turn
I'm
off.
Always the one pressing back. The buttons. Off you go into the booth there, Carl. See you later on. Right, Damien, let's go. Are you ready to play along with some Matchy Matchy?
Ready like a teddy.
Ah, ready like a teddy. Right, let's go. Your first word, Damien, is chain.
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 C-H-A-I-N. Chainsaw.
Chainsaw. Your second word is tiger.
tiger blood.
Tiger blood. Okay, you thought that quick. And your third word for Matchy Matchy of a Monday is bread.
Butter.
Bread, butter. Right. For chain, you said saw. For tiger, you've said blood. And for bread, you've said butter. Are you happy with those answers? Are you going to lock them in?
We'll change tiger to tiger lilies.
Tiger lilies.
And then we lock them in.
And you're locking them in. Okay. So chainsaw, tiger lilies, bread and butter. They are being locked in. Am I right?
Go ahead.
Let's go. Right, let's bring them back in. In you come. Come on in, you. How was that booth? Where did you get that?
In the booth. I had a little coffee this morning. It was beautiful. It was nice and soundproof.
Where did you get that top hat from? My goodness. Right.
All right, here we go. No pressure. No pressure.
Carl, to match with Damien and Castleknock, your first word is chain.
Saw.
Okay. Saw. Your second word is tiger.
King.
And your third word is bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
Oh
God, I can release the pressure in your face there.
Bread bin.
Bread bin. Okay, so for chain you said saw, tiger you said king, and for bread you said bread bin. Have I matched? Three answers with Damien, the undercover agent in Castleknock. No!
I thought it was a winner there.
You literally got one answer between the two of you. You both said chainsaw. For tiger, Damien said lilies. And for bread, he said butter.
I was going to say, for tiger, I was going to say Tony the tiger?
Yeah. Well, you still would have been wrong. Damien, thank you so much for playing along with Matchy Matchy.
Thank you.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.